For Ashkenazi Jews, there's a 1 in 24 chance of being a carrier for the gene mutation that causes cystic fibrosis. If two people who carry the mutated gene have a child, the child has a 1 in 4 chance of having cystic fibrosis. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Eitan Karam on this episode of Hadassah On Call.
This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine. In each episode, we go behind the headlines with the Hadassah Medical Organization and look at the work changing what's possible, helping you understand the medical breakthroughs impacting our lives. From neurological malfunction to sexual dysfunction, from striving for peace through medicine to operating room robots, this is Hadassah On Call. Here's Melanie Cole.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Dr. Eitan Karam. He's the head of the Division of Pediatrics at the Hadassah Medical Center. He's also the founder of the Center for Children with Chronic Diseases and the director of the Center for Cystic Fibrosis at Hadassah Medical Organization. Welcome to the show, Dr. Karam. So first explain for the listeners, what is cystic fibrosis?
Hi. Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease that causes defect in a protein, which is a channel that secretes chloride in the airways and in the intestinal system in order to maintain hydration of these organs. If the gene is defected and the protein, which is called CFTR, is defected, then there is less hydration and dryness of secretions in these airways in the lungs and mainly in the pancreas, and as a result, in the pancreas there is lack of secretion of enzymes which digest the food, and in the lungs there is dryness of secretions, what we call mucus plugging, which predisposes to infection, inflammation, and progressive lung damage that causes end-stage lung disease. And in this stage, patients require lung transplantation.
So how is cystic fibrosis inherited? And can it skip a generation? As I mentioned in the intro, that it, you know, if a couple is known to have carry this gene, then it can be an inherited trait. So can it skip a generation? How is it inherited?
Well, if both parents are carriers of a defect in the gene, which we called a mutation, then there is a chance or a risk in every pregnancy of 25% of child being born with a disease. So if it skips generation, it's just by chance that none of the children were in the 25%. We have families with four children with cystic fibrosis, and we have a family that had 10 children without cystic fibrosis, and the 11th one had. So the chance is in the same in each pregnancy for 25%.
Is there a way to tell if someone is a carrier? And if there is, who should get screened, Dr. Karam?
Okay, so this is a very important question, because the CF gene is a large gene. Actually, it's the second largest gene in humans. So there are many, many mutations. We here in Hadassah, we did the work together with the Hebrew University to map the different mutations in different ethnic origins of Jews. So we now can map 99% of mutations among Ashkenazi Jews, similar number among Jews from different origins, from Morocco, Algeria, Libya, Egypt. They have different repertoire of mutations. It is much less common among Jews who came from Iraq or Iran. We have specific mutations for Jews that came from Georgia. And the map that we published is now serving in every genetic consultation clinic worldwide when Jewish couples are coming for consultation. So also in Israel, we have a program for free carrier screening. So every couple can be screened before pregnancy to see if they are carriers. And we recommend the Jewish couples will be screened also for cystic fibrosis, in addition to other diseases that are more common among the Jewish population, the Ashkenazi Jewish population.
So the current screening guidelines, you're just saying that every Jewish couple, before they get pregnant, should get screened?
Absolutely.
What about here in the States?
Well, in the States, there is another program, which is newborn screening, where they identify children that are born with cystic fibrosis. However, they cannot enable a prevention of birth of such children. And therefore, we recommend that in families where prevention of birth of a child, either by termination of pregnancy or by in vitro fertilization and diagnosis of in the fetuses who are sick and who have CF, and returning to the mother only those who do not have CF, are options to prevent the birth of such children.
So what's the current standard of care if you have a child with CF?
Well, treating the most important strategy is to prevent damage to the lungs, because the lungs are those that determine the prognosis of the child with CF. One of the key issues is nutrition. Children, most of them require enzymes, artificial enzymes, in order to digest the food. And many times we supplement them with a high-calorie, high-fat diet in order to maintain good nutrition. Then we recommend physiotherapy, which are exercises to drain the thick mucus from the lungs. We give inhalations to the children with salt and with enzymes that degrade the thick mucus. They need frequent visits to the CF centers, frequent use of antibiotics. So a child with CF may need 3 to 5 inhalations every day. Physiotherapy, which is about 40 minutes every day, and swallow 20, 30, sometimes 40 different pills every day. So it's on one hand a major burden, depending how you see it, but on the other hand, it brings hope to the families, because now we are in a stage that here in Adasa, most of our patients are adults, and in the last year, we were celebrating the birth of nearly 10 children or babies to mothers and fathers with cystic fibrosis.
That is incredible, Dr. Karam. So what are some of the latest breakthroughs in treatment? What's exciting in the field right now, and what role is gene therapy playing in care and treatment?
So the ultimate therapy might be introducing the normal gene to the lungs. And a study was done in the UK by inhalation of a normal gene that failed to show advantage over placebo. And the reason is that the gene, which is a large gene, needs to penetrate the thick mucus layer of the lungs and then into the cells, and we have billions of cells, and this is probably a challenge that we are not there yet. So there is another approach where we try to fix the mechanism by which the mutation is causing the disease. And I'll give you an example. Among the Ashkenazi Jews, the most common mutation is a mutation that causes a premature command to stop translating the program to produce the protein, and therefore the protein that is being produced is short, truncated, and non-functioning. So since this is a common mutation and only among Ashkenazi Jews, and it is common here in Israel, we undertook ourselves to develop therapies that will be specific to this kind of mutations. And we have shown that some drugs can cause what we call read-through, ignoring the premature stop codon or stop command and having the translation system to translate the gene till the end and produce normal protein. So we have shown it in a small scale, and now there are several companies, including one here in Israel, that produced compounds that we are just about to start clinical studies with patients with these new compounds.
That's fascinating, doctor. So people have heard through the media that people that are growing up and becoming adults with cystic fibrosis can't socialize with each other. Speak to that for just a minute.
Well, in the past, we used to have summer camps for children with cystic fibrosis, but we noticed that children cross the infections from one to the other, and we would like to prevent cross-infection. However, on the other hand, growing with cystic fibrosis, with a disease that you know that is life-shortening, with burden of treatments, imposes on the child and the family very special challenges, emotional challenges. And speaking with the children, they tell me that the only one that can understand me and I can speak freely with is someone who has cystic fibrosis. They tell me I have very good friends in school, but they do not really know what I have in my life. And only children who have the same problem as me can understand me. So in order to avoid encounters, there are today technologies through the internet, through the social media, that they can be friends and can talk and can meet, but do not endanger each other with infecting them with their own bacteria.
And wrap it up for us, Dr. Karam. What an interesting topic and fascinating research that you're doing. With what current research indicates for future developments and treatment, where do you see this going? And give us a little wrap up here.
Cystic fibrosis is the most common severe genetic disease among Caucasians. It was a pioneer in identifying the gene that causes the disease in a technology that was pioneering at that time, finding a gene without knowing what it is causing. And now it is leading the research in treating genetic diseases. And the strategy that is being used today is already being used in other diseases. I mentioned the correcting the premature stop codon. Now, in Israel, children with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is a muscular disease, are being treated with these kind of therapies. So it is a severe disease, but with lots of hope. And I tell the parents today when I meet them with a child with CF, I have bad news and I have good news for you. The bad news that you are going to work very hard. The good news that you are working hard, that your child will be a happy and healthy grandfather or grandmother. And I think this is the future that we can not promise, but we can describe to these families and to the children that the disease is today life-shortening, but with the therapies that we have today, we don't know how long people can survive, and we believe that they will survive, will have survival as the regular population.
Thank you so much, Dr. Karam, for being on with us today. This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine, brought to you by Hadassah, the Women's Zionist Organization of America. The largest Jewish women's organization in America, Hadassah enhances the health of people worldwide through medical education, care, and research innovations at the Hadassah Medical Organization. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit Hadassah.org. And to hear more episodes in this podcast series, please visit hadassah.org/podcasts. That's hadassah.org/podcasts. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.